This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Here in the United States, the Iowa caucuses are less than 3 weeks away, and polls suggest that Democratic presidential nomination is up for grabs. Six candidates on stage at this hour in Iowa for the last debate before the primary season starts. The AP's Rita Foley has more.
There could be a political brawl on the stage tonight in Iowa, say observers. Less than 3 weeks before primary voting begins, there is no front runner. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are sparring with each other. He's denying reports that he told her in 2018 that a woman couldn't beat President Trump. Joe Biden may well take shots from rivals who say he inaccurately described his 2002 vote to authorize military action against Iraq. Then there's billionaire Tom Steyer, who raised eyebrows last week with surprisingly strong polling. Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg round out tonight's field. Rita Foley, Washington.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the impeachment trial of President Trump will begin early next week.
The House is likely to finally send that, the articles over to us tomorrow, and we'll be able to, we believe, if that happens, in all likelihood, go through some preliminary steps here this week, which could well include the Chief Justice coming over and swearing in members of the Senate and some other kind of housekeeping measures. We hope to be able to achieve that by consent, which would set us up to begin the actual trial next Tuesday.
The Republican-controlled Senate is widely expected to acquit Trump, particularly since no Republicans have expressed support for removing him from office. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.